Visitors going into the capital still have to go through metal detectors, but free guided tours have resumed.
Below you, you'll see the Assembly Gallery. This is one of our two legislative bodies, the other being the Senate.
From mid-February through the end of March, more than 80 groups, most of them school kids, canceled or rescheduled. 150 freshmen from Appleton North High School were all set to go at the height of the protests. Civics teacher Kurt Somm says it would have been a chance to witness what he calls democracy in action. However, the trip was canceled.
We had phone calls from parents asking us not to go. We also, I got a phone call the day before saying, are you sure you really want to come down right now? It was so loud in the Capitol that the tour guides could not even be heard.
Protests over collective bargaining changes initially made it difficult to access legislative and executive rooms at the Capitol. Gerilyn Schneider oversees Capitol tours for the Department of Administration. She says things are getting back to normal.
We were able to get into the governor's conference room for the first time in 2 weeks, and we were able to get into the assembly galleries and the north hearing room, so things got a lot better for us.
Schneider says 90,000 people, half of them fourth graders, take formal tours of Wisconsin's Capitol each year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.